This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. Breakfast has been described as the most important meal of the day, contributing substantially to the daily nutritional intake and energy needs. For children, breakfast consumption has been associated with learning and better school performance. But despite breakfast's positive attributes, many children go to school without breakfast. One estimate is as few as 64% of school children are getting their breakfast. Those who go without are left impaired, and they become distractions even to others in the classroom. But despite programs that provide breakfast in schools, there are still some problems with administering that program. So we're talking about the national efforts to feed students so they can learn, and we're talking this half hour with Crystal Fitzsimons from the Food Research and Action Center, and Sally Cody, a Senior Executive Director of Food and Child Nutrition Services at SAISD. We want to hear from our listeners as we discuss the local efforts to provide breakfast at schools. We invite you to give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You can also email us at thesource@tpr.org. And Sally and Crystal, welcome to The Source.
Hi, glad to be here.
And Crystal, are you there?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Great. So, Crystal, talk about the issue here. I know there are programs to help children get breakfast at schools. Why? So, but the problem is still not solved. What's wrong here?
Sure. Well, the school breakfast program is a really important resource for schools across the country to make sure that kids have the nutrition that they need. And the federal government does reimburse for the meals that are served to low-income students. The problem in a lot of schools is that they serve breakfast before the school day starts in the cafeteria, and a lot of the kids don't get there in time to eat, or the kids want to hang out on the playground with their friends and run around and socialize instead of coming into the cafeteria, which is often, and the breakfast program is often seen as a program for low-income kids. So what we focus on at FRAC is really trying to build stronger breakfast programs by making it part of the school day, by putting it into the classroom, doing like grab-and-goes where kids can grab their breakfast and take them and eat them on their way to the classroom so that they don't actually miss breakfast, because breakfast has historically had a much smaller participation than school lunch. That is changing. We're seeing increases in participation as more school districts adopt different ways of doing breakfast.
And you say FRAC, and FRAC stands for Food Research and Action Center.
Correct. It just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, people will think of something else in South Texas when you start talking about fracking. You know, you say you're fracking kids for breakfast. It doesn't make any sense. No, we're talking about.
Right.
So, I mean, why are kids, Crystal, why are they going to school without breakfast? Do we know? What do the numbers tell us?
Sure. Well, I mean, a lot of kids are living in households that are really struggling to put food on the table. I mean, during the recession, a lot of families fell into free and reduced price eligibility, and the families are still struggling to get their feet back on the ground. The other thing is a lot of parents are working non-traditional hours, and so they may be leaving before the kids do. They may be putting them on the bus early, and, you know, the kids aren't hungry when they wake up first thing in the morning. So there's a lot of reasons contributing to why kids don't participate in the school breakfast program. But for a lot of families, it really is that they don't have enough resources in the household to feed the kids. And the great thing about school breakfast and school lunch is that if low-income kids can get the meals while they're at school, then it frees up the food dollars in the household so that they can provide more food over the weekends and then for dinner. And it just makes it a lot easier for those families.
Sally Cody over at SAISD, a Senior Executive Director of Food and Child Nutrition Services. How big is the breakfast program over at SAISD?
Well, we have an enrollment of approximately 54,000 students, and we're feeding approximately 35,000 to 39,000 a day for breakfast. So our numbers have gone up as we have made changes in our breakfast program.
We're talking about feeding breakfast to school children and about how if they don't get breakfast, they're not able to learn. We invite your phone calls and any comments or questions. Give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. So, Sally, what does a breakfast look like over at SAISD for a child?
Well, we try to serve products that the kids like. We test all of our items with the students. with our new program of Breakfast in the Classroom, we're looking for items that kids like, that meet the nutritional requirements that are required of us by the federal government. We have a product made by Tyson. It's called a Crispito. It's not an item you can buy in the grocery store, but it looks a little bit like a flauta.
Okay.
It's a rolled product. It's not fried, though. It's a whole grain item that's got a turkey meat inside, and it looks sort of like a wheat tortilla rolled up. It looks fried. It's not fried. It's baked. And so the kids love it. It's a little bit spicy, and it has great flavor. So that's one of the favorite items. So that's something they get on Monday, because we know they're looking forward to it. We know they're coming to school looking for a Crispito. So that's a good item. We have a whole grain sausage roll, which is kind of like a kolache, but it's whole grain with a turkey sausage inside.
So it looks like you are paying attention to making it appetizing, making it portable. Is that part of it?
Definitely, because of the way we serve breakfast. That is part of it. Now,
tell me about how are you serving breakfast.
What okay, we have... over the last few years, been working towards serving breakfast in the classroom.
So this is bringing the breakfast right into the classroom.
You know?
So like a cart with the goodies.
We have a variety of delivery methods. One is taking a cart to the hallway and dropping off bags of food in every classroom. Our newest delivery method, which we're implementing in our high schools now, is where we prepare an insulated cooler that has the milk and juice in it, and then an insulated food bag that has the hot food in it. The students come to the cafeteria and they pick it up and they take it to their classroom.
Does everybody get this? Because Mimi, I'm hungry now just hearing about it. If I ate breakfast at home and then I got to school and then the kid next to me got to eat this night, I would still
Everybody gets this. That's a good point, because we have what's called universal breakfast, meaning that we don't charge the students any money for their breakfast. So even
though...
And
there's no stigma, there's no stamping of the hand, you know,
right.
Makers
there's,
and takers. And
we have to keep track. We have records. We have to keep track of, you know, which students are receiving a breakfast, and then that has to all be accounted for. But on the student side and in the classroom, other than just taking the teacher taking role kind of with it, that's all they have to do. But every student receives a full breakfast, and it would have a low-fat milk. It could be skim milk, 1% white milk, or skim milk chocolate.
Okay. All right. We're going to continue the conversation. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking about the importance of breakfast in schools for kids. So many parents, either they're crunched for time or there is a household crunch for finance, for money. There's no breakfast going on, and the kids show up for school. They can't learn. We know that science tells us that. We're going to talk more about that. We come back from the break. We want to hear about your experiences. If you've had one of these Crispitos, we'd like to get a food review. How many stars would you give a Crispito? The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX, and we're going to be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Texas students are coming to school hungry in the morning. An estimated 1.5 million kids across the state participate in breakfast in the classroom programs. It's been proven that kids who don't get breakfast in the morning cannot learn. They cannot physically learn. There's just not enough stuff going on in the brain to help them absorb new information. So this is a big issue. You want to hear what you have to say about it. The number is 614-8980. 614-8980. With me in the studio to talk about that is Sally Cody. She is the Senior Executive Director of Food and Child Nutrition Services at SAISD. And on the line, we've got Crystal Fitzsimons with the Food Research and Action Center. So, Crystal, how do we know that kids, other than our observation, I'm sure there have been some scientific research about food and learning. So what's the connection?
Sure. Well, the research actually supports what I think everybody knows. You really do need to eat breakfast in order to get your body going, and it really does provide the fuel that your body needs to get through the day. I mean, all the research says that kids who eat school breakfast, you know, do better on standardized testing, have higher student achievement. The closer you eat to taking tests, the more likely you are to do better on it. Kids who participate in school breakfast are less likely to be tardy. They're less likely to be absent. They're less likely to have behavioral problems in the classroom. So there's a whole litany of things that the school breakfast program does to support student achievement and also the school environment so that kids are able to learn together.
All right, let's go to the phones. The phone line is 614-8980, 614-8980. Armando has called in. Armando, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. I was a Head Start teacher, and I remember our kids coming in, and we would have breakfast in the classroom. They would bring in the food in carts, and I'm sure they still do it the same way. And it was great to see the kids serve themselves, and they were always eager, and they wanted a second meal. But I remember also growing up, and I went to public school, and our neighbor, who was a single mom who was abandoned by her husband, would send her kids over and, you know, for eggs, other items to have breakfast. And I could just imagine in the zip code area I live in, 7214, we have 45% single women parents. You know, the women that have children are 45% single in our area. And in our church in that zip code, we see in the morning the kids coming in very hungry. And as a matter of fact, since we started giving breakfast, our numbers have gone up. And I think we have to have compassion and understanding of how critical this is, you know, for learning, for a substance. These kids need to eat. And there's more poverty, and you see it more in our community. And as I think as a community, we need to work and make our elected officials more compassionate and understanding. We cannot defund these critical programs.
So Armando, what was your experience? What does it tell you why these kids weren't getting the food? Do you think it was for breakfast? Do you think it was because there was so much need in a household?
When you got a mom working three jobs, she has to leave by 6. And, you know, these kids would walk home. There's nobody to make breakfast for them. The other thing is, you know, like, you know, their pantries are empty. I mean, they come to our church looking for food because they got their food stamps cut. There's only so many jobs that pay crummy wages, healthcare issues. It just adds up. The cost of medication, the cost of just living, period, in this city has gotten more expensive for our families and especially for our single parents and our single moms, and their kids are paying the price.
Armando, thank you so much for calling in and giving us that perspective. Really appreciate that. Crystal Fitzsimons, we heard yesterday that Congress voted to cut food stamps in the new farm bill. Is that going to have an impact on your organization, FRAC Food Research and Action Center?
Well, we don't get federal funding, but we are an advocacy organization, and we did work really hard on the Farm Bill to try and eliminate the cuts to the SNAP program, and they were reduced substantially, but we still are very concerned about the cuts that are going to be taking in place with the Farm Bill, which the Senate has not passed. They are expected to do that on Monday. And we are very concerned because there was also a cut to the food stamp benefits to families that took effect November 1st, which really hurt a lot of families and made them struggle. I mean, the school nutrition programs are really important supports for families, regardless of whether they're participating in SNAP or not. But with the cuts that are coming down the line, I think it highlights the importance of making sure that kids really do have access to school breakfast and school lunch. And I would say that there are two positive things that are on the horizon around the school nutrition programs in Texas and nationally. The Texas state legislature actually passed a requirement that any school with 80% free or reduced price eligible kids are going to have to provide free breakfast to all students. So that'll eliminate the stigma and increase participation and access among children in Texas. And the other really exciting thing that has happened at the federal level is that there's this new option called the community eligibility provision, which allows high poverty schools to provide free breakfast and free lunch to kids, and it gets rid of the school meal applications so that there's less administrative work for the school district and they're able to more easily do it and provide the meals without losing money. So those are two really exciting pieces that I think are going to be rolling out in Texas over the next year.
Yeah, I'm reading about some of the research that's been done about the impact of skipping breakfast on kids, and it shows that it definitely impairs their ability for spatial reasoning and learning about, and also short-term memory, not able to pick up information and retain it. So, that's what learning is. If you're not able to do a spatial complex performance test and also remember things, then why are you even in school?
Well, that's right. So, I think it really does behoove us to make sure that kids are getting breakfast, and school breakfast is one of the best ways to do that because we do spend a lot of money on schools and on education and trying to educate kids when they haven't eaten the breakfast that they need in order to be able to learn seems like a kind of a silly effort.
And there, of course, we know about there's the need and there's the time crunch, but also sometimes kids are skipping breakfast. I've seen research that says that girls will skip breakfast because they believe it will make them look fat. They've got body image issues. And then also they skip breakfast because adolescents who skip breakfast are more likely to have fasted to lose weight. And that's going to impact their brain.
Right. And the thing that's so ironic about that is that the studies actually show that eating breakfast is one of the best ways to maintain a healthy weight. And so kids who are doing that to try and lose weight, it's really not going to be effective. Like, they should be eating breakfast so that they get their metabolism going in the morning and so that they, are ready to learn as well. But eating breakfast has, been shown to have a positive impact on, having a healthy weight.
So Sally Cody over at SAISD, there's information that kids have got to pick up on to realize eating breakfast is not going to impact your figure. So is that part of what y'all do?
I wouldn't say that we market it that way, no. We try to make it available basically so kids know that if they are hungry, they get to eat. And basically we don't get into body image or losing weight or
sure.
talking about that with kids or trying to, educate them in
right.
that way.
But a lot of the things that you're offering, like fresh fruit and stuff like that, that's healthy food that, mm-hmm. that would be attractive and not seen as something that's going to
Absolutely.
Pack on the pounds.
We want the students to see the fresh fruit, which they have at breakfast and lunch. That right now on their breakfast in the classroom menu, they're getting fresh fruit two times a week. Next year, they'll be getting fresh fruit every day in addition to the 100% fruit juice that we have, the food item, whatever it may be, if it's a Crispito or whole grain mini blueberry pancakes or different things like that, along with the fresh fruit and the milk.
Our phone lines are open. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. We're talking about breakfast in the classroom, helping kids eat. There's so many reasons. They have programs for breakfast at school, but many kids are not able to take advantage of that. So there's a new effort to make sure that kids actually get the food in the classroom so they're able to get the energy ready for the big day of learning throughout the day. And let's get our Mark on the air. Mark, thanks for calling in. You're on the air. Welcome to The Source.
Well, thank you. I would like to mention that many children are on medication for behavior needs or whatever, and they lose their appetite in the early morning hours, and that lasts throughout the day. Some children are having snacks, and everyone eats lunch, but these children skip both. They don't eat snacks, no matter how delicious or fun they are. They don't eat lunch, no matter how good it is, because they're on these medications. And often I see these same children coming to school without having had breakfast. Now, that just seems like a double whammy. I wish parents would really pay more attention to this breakfast need. Thank you very much.
All right, Mark, thanks for that phone call. So, Crystal Fitzsimons, is that really an issue, the medication? Is that something that's factored in?
I haven't heard that. I do know that, you know, especially as kids get older, there are a lot of kids who actually wake up in the morning and they're not ready to eat. And so that's one of the benefits of school breakfast is that if the kids aren't ready to eat right away when they wake up, you know, when they arrive at school in an hour, they are ready to eat. I mean, one of the things that we're doing, that a lot of schools are doing and we're promoting is like a second chance breakfast for high school students, because high school students often roll into school, you know, right before the school day starts and they really don't have time for breakfast. And so some schools will actually do like a second chance breakfast in between first and second period, which gives them an opportunity to eat. So I think there's a lot of really creative ways that schools are trying to look at school breakfast participation and how to really encourage students eating the healthy meal that they offer.
Are there results that show us that providing breakfast in classrooms will have a higher test scores?
So there is research about the impact of school breakfast on student achievement, and there is a little bit of research. School breakfast in the classroom is relatively new, so we don't have like this as specific research on breakfast in the classroom per se, but the body of research is really around school breakfast and the positive impact that it has on kids. And breakfast in the classroom, grab-and-go models, second-chance breakfast, all of those really exciting things that schools are doing are having a tremendous impact on school breakfast participation. Last year alone, we increased participation nationally by over 300,000 kids.
So let me ask you one more thing real quickly. What do you say to people? Sure. What do you say to people who say this is just another government handout? The government wants people to be dependent on getting free food, and that kids, their parents should be doing this.
Well, I would say that the school nutrition programs provide a vital resource to kids and families, and that we want to make sure that kids have the nutrition they need in order to do well at school. We provide books, we provide pencils to kids, we provide desks. To me, providing a healthy breakfast and lunch is a critical component of making sure that kids are able to learn while they're at school.
All right. Crystal Fitzsimons with the Food Research and Action Center. Thank you so much. Also in the studio, we've had Sally Cody. She's a Senior Executive Director of Food and Child Nutrition Services at SAISD. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
It's
talking about breakfast in the classroom here in San Antonio and across the nation. And when we come back, we're talking about a changing Texas. That's on the source. Stay tuned right after this NPR news break.